The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face. Stars to fill my dream. I'm a traveler of all time and space. To be where I have been. Sit with elders of the gentle race. This world is seldom seen. Talk of days for which they sit and wait.
Welcome aboard, everyone. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. Just a short jaunt north of Stillwater by boat, about 1 mile from the Stillwater Bridge. And off to my port side, I have...
My name's John Tetzlaff with Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. I'm a boat broker. I sell boats. I list boats. And I can tell you right now, it's been the busiest season I've ever had. So if you have a good boat to sell, I'd love to have it. And if you want to buy one, you can go to TetzlaffYachtSales.com. Cell phone is the easiest way to get a hold of me. It's 651-214-9463. Again, the website's TetzlaffYachtSales.com, and we're at 575 Main Street North. And we have a couple of cool guests in here today. They are the organizers of Sexy Drinks. You may be familiar with that. They have that great big tie-up party every June in Stillwater here, and we have Dusty and John. They are the organizers of it, and they're going to kind of give us a little background on themselves, you know, their boating experience and, you know, how they started it up, why they started up this great party. So go ahead. Why don't you start out?
Dusty.
We have been boaters on the river for a number of years, and the party kind of came about because Lumberjack Days went away for boaters. So we decided to put together a party that would resemble kind of how much fun the boaters had out on the river during Lumberjack Days. So,
all right, and I can touch a little bit on that. During Lumberjack Days, when we had the concerts and stuff in here, we at the marina, we had spectacular turnout. The overnight dockage, our customers, everyone really enjoyed it. And, of course, that kind of just went by the wayside when Lumberjack Days kind of dissipated. So this is an opportunity for maybe our boaters to gather and hopefully fill the marina on, especially for that particular weekend. It's a great thing for the town of Stillwater. It's a great thing for boating.
Way to fill the void.
Absolutely.
So anyway, what about you, John? What's your little background on yourself?
We decided to put this thing together because we felt there was a real void when Lumberjack Days went away, and we wanted to get all the boating community back together. So Dusty and I decided it was a good thing to do, and we thought it would be fun. And the first year we started out, we had 125 boats, and the second year we had over 200. So this will be our third year. We've got some really good bands. We built a floating stage, and everybody seems to have a good time, and it all turns out well. So
yeah, boy, I've cruised around it a couple of times. It sure looks like a lot of fun. Maybe this year I'll have to tie up and check it out. Mm-hmm. And that's a quick question I have. I mean, people have not maybe tied up before, and they're a little concerned. I mean, when they want to get to tie up, I mean, there's one boat, two boats, and eventually it gets to, you're saying, 100 to 200 boats. I mean, can people just pull in, or are people helping them tie up? And
well, I mean, I think it depends on the lineup. You know, we try to only allow people in our line that we know, and we actually, unfortunately, spend half of our day walking up and down the line, making sure front and back hooks are set and, you know, everyone's safe. So we really just kind of hope that when people decide to tie up, that they tie up in small groups, and they're really mindful of their anchors and, you know, other boats around them and watching the weather and just being as safe as they can.
Boating courtesy is basically what that is. And yeah, it's important. And I think for the most part, people do a pretty good job at it, don't you? I mean, all in all?
So far, yeah. We've had a pretty good experience. Luckily, our weather has been decent the last 2 years.
Right.
So hopefully that will continue. Mm-hmm.
So you really haven't had any issues at all? It's all been fun, fun, fun?
No, even we talked to the sheriffs and stuff like that after and asked them if there was any issues, and we got good everything was good, so that was a good thing. And
that's key.
People respect us when they come underneath the bridge and don't come by too fast. So we've been really lucky. We've been really fortunate. It's been fun, and everybody seems to have a good time, and the weather and everything is it's fun. It's a good time.
Sure.
Is there special permissions that you have to get from certain people, DNR, sheriff, and that, or is it just kind of an open thing for you?
Well, when we first started, we thought that we were going to have to go through a number of hoops. And I think the only thing that will change for what we're doing is if we want to put a barge out there.
Okay.
And, you know, something that size, we would have to get a permit if we wanted to keep it out there for more than 24 hours.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So the Coast Guard, DNR, everybody's okay. But if we grow and we end up having to, you know, put something bigger out there, then...
And as long as it doesn't stay for 24 hours, you're able to, you know, pretty much come and go as you please.
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
Okay, great.
Cool. Now, you mentioned bands. What bands do you have coming here this time?
We are going to start with a DJ this year, and then we've got GB Layton's full band and also the Good, the Bad, and the Funky. So we'll have music from probably noon until just about 10 p.m.
Is that, I think 10 p.m., does the city of Stillwater have some kind of a noise ordinance that they're probably making you...
abide by?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's a noise ordinance, and it's also just right before it starts getting dark, so we've got to haul all the sound equipment, you know, we've got to haul everything back in, so it's nice to be able to do that with just a little bit of daylight left.
Absolutely, yes.
Cool. So, I see people pulling up their days ahead of time. I mean, when do people start lining up, and where should they line up?
Well, we kind of ask them to wait until we get the stage or the barge set up so that we can get that in place and get it in the right location, and then we try to put that in on like Friday, so we try to ask them to come in either later on after that, so just so it doesn't cause any congestion and we don't have to have anybody move. But that seems to work out the best, and every year, the last 2 years, it's worked out very well. We've gotten the stage set, and it's worked out very well, the way people line up and tie up. So,
and you know, we're big on safety on the show. Do you guys have any contingencies for, you know, what if someone gets sick or whatever? I mean, worst case scenario, do you have like a paramedic on call or standby? Or
we've asked the sheriff or water patrol to stay close, and if there's ever been an incident or whatever, we've been very lucky, we've never had any problems or whatever. But if it is, it's a 911 call away, and you know, people are, even though there's no things going on, drinking and stuff like that, people are very cautious, and it's been very, very safe. So people respect each other, and it's always worked out very well. So everybody's there to have a good time, and it's all worked out very well. So
I'm sure everybody kind of looks out for each other. I mean, I boated, you guys have all boated, and everybody tries to help everybody out. Occasionally something will happen, but sounds like you guys have been on top of that. Nothing's really happened over the first two times you had it.
Yeah.
Right. And we have an insurance policy. We've kind of dotted our I's and crossed our T's with a lot of that kind of stuff, just in case. You never know what might happen. So
now, obviously, it's not just you two that are involved here and the main organization of it and financing and all that. Are like the bands taking a cut and pay to come to do this stuff, or do you have local help somehow, some way?
Well,
I know you're asking for donations, so that's where that comes in. So. But maybe the first band can play yours and then go to another location and play that night, so they can cut the price a little bit.
That's actually what GB Layton will be doing. I think he's playing out at the Blue Heron Days later that night. But, you know, we negotiate with the bands, you know, like we would.
Yeah, and you know what? There's probably not a better place to play than on a river, and as opposed to being in kind of a somewhere inside where it's, you know, cramped. And I think the crowd on the river's got to be fantastic.
As fun as it is to play out there, it's a lot of work and a lot of danger for their equipment.
Yeah.
So they're not as excited about it as you might think tell them that we're hauling their gear out on a small pontoon.
Sure.
So.
And you had mentioned donations, and I know that's a big part of putting the party on. What can folks do to help out with that?
Well, we've been super lucky to have a lot of the local bars, restaurants, marine-related businesses. Lots of people have given us corporate sponsorship, but... boaters is kind of what we're really looking for, the people who want this so much. We're really hoping to see a little bit better of a turnout from them.
Okay.
So we're having a fundraiser this upcoming Friday at Rafters, and you know, a lot of people know where to find us. We've got a GoFundMe page set up that's linked from our Facebook, and We're just hoping to see some good donations come in so we can keep this up.
And unfortunately, this won't air until Saturday morning, so the the rafter party will be already have happened, so hopefully that'll has worked out good. So they can go to the I'm sorry, say that again, where they can go to donate.
Our GoFundMe is www.gofundme.com, and it's /SDF2017. And, you know, a lot of local people know we're out and about all the time. If you see us, if you know someone who knows us, people will be taking donations the day of. And so, yeah, we're happy to get whatever whatever we can.
And what about the stories? There's got to be some cool stories that have happened in these 2 years that we can talk about on KLBB Radio in beautiful downtown Stillwater here as we record in the executive recording studio.
Well, what happens at Sexy Drinks stays at Sexy Drinks.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Jeez.
That must mean you have to show up to really enjoy it.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay. So you guys have a website. You put up pictures of previous parties and stuff like that?
It's mostly run through our Facebook, yeah, which is facebook.com, and it's /SexyDrinksMN.
Okay. All right. I have to ask, how did the name come up?
It's kind of one of our friends. He was joking around with one of our other friends, and he was a little intoxicated, let's just say. Instead of saying a cocktail, he said, let's go make some sexy drinks, and we all started laughing at him, and the name just stuck. And so we thought, let's name our event after that.
There you
go.
All right.
It kind of worked that way. It worked out well.
So does he get a little something for coming up with the name, or is he involved?
Yeah, we let him hang with us.
Yeah, he gets the pat on the back, right?
All right. So what if people want to bring something besides their own booze and food and stuff like that? I mean, it's kind of a community area where people can gather on a big boat or something?
Yeah, well, like a lot of people, there's all different size boats. I mean, there's day boats, and there's, you know, cruisers, there's motor yachts, there's a little bit of everything. There are houseboats, everything, and most people supply their own food and bring their own drinks and everything like that, and that's kind of what it is. We just, like Dusty said in the beginning, we just put together the music and everything else, entertainment.
Sure.
We kind of hustle all day just to get everything done and, you know, just to kind of entertain people and have a good time. And that's kind of what it's all about.
So do people just kind of walk from boat to boat and kind of, or is it not? I mean, a lot of people don't know how the tie-up thing works.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it depends. Some people are comfortable with strangers walking through their boats, and some people are not. What I would say a good recommendation is bring a floaty, because we have a huge area in front of the stage where we don't let any boats go. So that's kind of, a lot of people will make a drink and hop on a floaty and get off their boat and go, you know, dance on a floating mat. And I think that's kind of more of a community area than just showing up on a boat that you don't know the owner.
Right, right.
So then my next question would be restrooms. Everybody has their own, so that's not really something that they, people that don't have a restroom on their boat, that might be kind of an issue.
Yeah.
So they should come out. They should be with someone that has their own restroom on
their
boat.
And even at that, you know, you look at most all boats now have at least a porta potty. Even all the pontoon boats that are sold now, they all have porta potties in them. So
yeah.
I mean, there's very few boats, unless you're into the smaller fishing boat type of thing. I think most all boats now have some kind of contained bathroom system.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And I think we're coming up here to the end of the first half of Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. And my name's John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, tetzloffyachtsales.com, 651-214-9463. And if I look over to my starboard side.
And here I am. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. Can be reached at 651-439-2341. You can check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. Send us an email, info@wolfmarine.net.
And as Robert Plant says, let that sun beat down upon your face and have a great time at Sexy Drinks. And we'll see you in a little bit here in our second half.
We'll be right back.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking about getting out on the water in a nice used boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you are looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else, and with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will work hard for you before and after the sale. To enjoy the water this summer, come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com. Welcome back to our second half of Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. My name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, and I am a broker. I sell boats. I list boats. And as I said in the first half of the show, this is the best year that we've ever had so far, and I'm going crazy here trying to get these boats sold and get them listed and everything. A good crazy. Let me repeat this, rephrase that. It's a good crazy. So anyway, Tetzloff Yacht Sales, TetzloffYachtSales.com, 651-214-9463. And on my starboard side.
And here I am. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. And like I have said in the past, we are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We are a marina on the St. Croix, the beautiful St. Croix, just a short boat ride north of the Stillwater Bridge. And we have slips from ranging in size from 16 foot to 50 foot, so we have a pretty wide range of boats that are in that harbor. And it was great to talk to Dusty and John. And
it was great to have them in the studios here to talk about their big party that they're having June 24th, right on the river here in front of Stillwater. It's called Sexy Drinks. They have bands, GB Layton and a couple other bands, and a DJ. It's a great tie up. A lot of folks go. Apparently, they had over 200 boats show up last year, and they're looking for more. But it sounds like a heck of a good time. Again, that's Sexy Drinks, June 24th, right on the river here in Stillwater.
And I'd like to touch on that. I know that for boaters that have their boats on trailers, we do offer boat launching with a transient slip. So that's in most cases, it's $40 per night. So those of you that are land lovers with your boats and want to get them in the water, come down and talk to us. We'll put you in a slip overnight, so you're able to go down and enjoy the bands one night. Bring your boat back to the marina, tie it up, go back home to your cozy bed if you want to stay in your cozy bed, or you know, it might even be a nice night just to stay on the boat. But anyhow, we do offer this transient overnight dockage. It includes a launch and a place to park your vehicle and trailer, which is probably the most important thing. So it's, in most cases, $40. Come see me.
Yeah, well, you can't beat that. Yeah, that's a heck of a deal. And I think if people want to do that, they'd really have a good time checking out the party. But as the folks who are having the party mentioned, you really need to have a self-contained, a head on there, a porta potty, like Eric said, with the pontoon or a cruiser or whatever. It's kind of hard to tie up and not being able to go to the bathroom. So make sure if you're going to go, plan it and bring some provisions, because they don't serve food and they don't serve alcohol or any kind of beverage. What they're serving is fun and a good time.
Yeah, and I know in cases that you bring your friends with. All right, so now we have 3, 4, 5 boats that are tied up, and usually in some cases they'll take the smaller boat and leave it on the outside where they're able to untie that and run those that need to go to the proper place. So that's always an option. Also, I mean, some boats, obviously the fishing style boats, they don't have any type of porta potty, so I always leave something on the outside that's easily to untie and jump in and go to wherever you have to go to use the bathroom.
For sure. That it sure sounds like a good time, and I think, you know, I've never been to it, but I'll probably cruise out there and check it out, see what's going on. That is, if I'm not showing or selling a boat, because I'll tell you, as I said, it's a busy, busy year for Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We're really moving some boats. In fact, after the show here, I'm heading down to Hastings to look at a boat, and that guy wanted me to mention the fact that I was going down to Hastings to list his boat, because he thought that'd be pretty cool if I mentioned him on the air, or his boat. It's a 1998 33-foot Sea Ray Sundancer. He's telling me that it's mint. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm going to go with it being mint, and it's probably going to be priced somewhere in the $45,000 range. That would be a great boat to take out to the sexy drinks party here in Stillwater, because it has a pump-out head, has a generator, has air conditioning, and it'll sleep six people. So, hey, I just mentioned this guy. Hopefully he's listening Saturday morning, or now we have to mention that we have the show on Sundays at 10 o'clock. So if you don't hear it one day, you can go to Sunday the next day and hear it at 10 o'clock right here on KLBB, or go to my website and you can hit Hear It Live, or you can hit the On Demand.
We must be getting popular if they want us on Saturday and Sunday. It's been fun, and I'm glad that we have the opportunity to add a day to it. So it's been really nice of KLBB to help us out on that.
For sure, and we want to make sure that all of our listeners, all two of them, I'm just joking, hopefully there's more than two, they pass the word about our show, because what we do is have great guests that talk about, current issues. We even had some breaking news on the bridge incident and the fire incident on the other boat, but we really want people to spread the word about our show, because we want to continue doing it and bringing some good information to the boaters, because there's no other show that we know of that talks about the issues and the fun and the safety stuff that we talk about.
Yeah, I think we've mentioned it before that we believe we are the only show that talks basically only about boating and associated things with boating up in the upper Midwest here. So we are the show.
Yeah, we are the show. I just wanted to mention, I think, probably for the fourth time, how busy I am. I am looking for some good listings now. I've sold in excess of 40 boats already this year. I guess still this spring. Summer isn't officially here yet. So I'm looking for some good listings. If you're sitting out there and you're thinking about selling your boat, and you need to get somebody to maybe give you some values on it and give you some information on brokerage and how it works, definitely give us a call, because we're getting, like I said, we're over 40 boats sold this year already, and I'm probably looking at, I'm hoping at least another 30 or 40 to go by the end of October, because we do sell boats all through October. In fact, I sell boats almost every month of the year, during the winter. If you're thinking about selling your boat and you want some information from a great broker, I'm the guy. And then obviously, if you do buy a boat and you need a place to put it, Eric is going to be the guy to talk to at Wolf.
And along with John having a great year, we are also having a very good year. Things have progressively gotten better within the last, 7 years since the crash. We did have a tough time there for a while, but things are definitely looking up. We have sold out of our pontoon-style slips. That doesn't mean that we don't have a spot for a pontoon, because we do. It just costs a little bit more money to put you into a little larger slip than probably what a normal pontoon would need. When we do that, we do pull from those people. Our current customers have the first preference of getting a pontoon slip once one opens up that way. So don't delay. Get your butt down there. We want you out on the river having a good time. And it's going to be a great, another good weekend, it sounds like. Father's Day, so take Dad out, and he would really enjoy going out on the river. Take Mom with, too, because, she and Mom, they all go together.
They go together. Yep. Yeah. So let me ask you about your slips, and I know you mentioned pontoon slips. So those are slips that don't come with a power. So, because pontoons don't need power.
In most cases, pontoons don't need power. We do on a couple of the pontoon slips. I think we have on our south dock there 21 slips that there is power on the dock for charging a battery you know, vacuuming, that type of thing. And there's also water on that particular dock. So, you know, there is power available. If you need to take and run a pressure washer or something like that, you could do so on that dock. And I do have another dock that doesn't have power on it or water, which is also a pontoon-style dock. And in that case, we just tell the people, hey, I've got an open slip that might be a 30- or 40-foot slip. Go take the boat over there and do what you have to do to clean it. You know, if you have to charge a battery, you might have to pull a battery out and take it to electricity to do so.
Yeah, that sounds like a good deal. And, you know, a couple questions that folks have asked about is your gas dock. And that's a self-serve gas dock.
We are. We're self-serve, just like your normal pump-and-go stations that most gas stations are now. So, yeah, it's we have fuel available 24 hours a day to our customers. So if you have a credit card, you can get fuel. And normally we are, you know, being a self-service, We're able to keep the prices down a little bit less than most everybody else on the river. So, you know, and 9 times out of 10, when I have checked other marinas, we have been a little less expensive than them.
Okay, so there's nothing really special folks need to do when they pull up and they want to get gas. It's just like basically going to the regular gas station. You just use your credit card, pump the gas, and get a receipt.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's no different than fueling at a gas station with your car. So, but you're on the water, and
sure,
you know, you want to take a little extra precautions. The regulations that we have don't allow us to have the locks like you do on gas stations for your car, where you can hit the lock down and it pumps basically by itself. You have to hold it. So that's one of our precautions, so no accidents do happen.
Sure, sure. Now, do you have a waste pump out there too?
We also have a pump out station that is also available on a 24-hour basis to our clients and those that are from other marinas. And that works on a token system. So it's a $5 token. You can buy that from us during business hours. And many of our customers will come in and buy several of them. You know, they'll buy $20 worth, you know, four tokens, throw them in the boat so they have them. And for some reason, I actually have quite a few customers from other marinas that come up and use our system. So I think we have a great pump-out system, and I think other people from other marinas also, that's why I'm able to have them come up and use it.
It's nice, too, because if you're out for the weekend or the week and, that system fills up and it might be 10 o'clock at night, nice to know that you can go somewhere and get that bad boy pumped out and taken care of.
Absolutely. And something that I also offer to our customers in the marina is we do dockside pump outs for $25. You can call us anytime during the week, but we do it on Mondays. So most people call on Saturday or Sunday and say, I want a dockside pump out, so they don't even have to go anywhere. We come there on Monday morning. We have a barge that has a pump and a retaining system in it, and we pump their boats out right in the slip. So a lot of people take advantage of it and really like that.
Yeah, come on now. That's making it too easy. My goodness, you're sitting on your boat and you're having a beverage, and you fill up that system, and you don't want to drive your boat over or you're running late on a Sunday. Call you guys up and get it pumped out.
Well, and the last thing a lot of people want to do is they want to come down and have the boat ready to go, all right? You know, they don't want to have to stop at the gas station or at the gas dock and pump it out with guests on board and that. So it's a great deal, you know, for the $25. They call us on Sunday night and say, hey, pump me out, and come Monday, it's pumped out and they're ready to go for the next weekend.
And water?
Water's all there, yep, yeah.
Okay.
There's a whole river of it.
Well, no, I mean, if they want to flesh out their system.
There's everything on
the
dock
there.
I'll
tell you, this guy, it's taken 23 shows now. He came up with a good one on me.
there's fresh water on most all our docks. So, and at the pump out there is a rinsing hose to do that.
Okay, good. Well, it looks like we are actually wrapping up show number, I'm guessing 23. It sounds like we're wrapping it up. My name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, and I want to say thanks to Dusty and John for coming in and talking about sexy drinks. That's what boating's all about, is having a good time, but, you know, always a safe time, and it sounds like they're on top of making sure they're just not out there having a good time. They're out there making sure everybody's having a good time, but a safe time, and we really appreciate them coming out, because that's coming up drop on June 24th, right on the St. Croix, you know, where there's plenty of water, like Eric said.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you guys, and I'm going to pass it over to Eric.
All right, and come the 24th, give us a call if you need a slip or an overnight or a launch or whatever. Again, it's only about $40, so give us a call. We'll set you up with a slip. Again, my name is Eric Wolf. I'm the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Can reach me at area code 651-439-2341. You'll probably be talking to Ashley there, and she is very capable of setting you up with a slip and a launch there. So, again, I thank everybody for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.